97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. And if you've ever been cheated on, I know it's tough. But at the same time, you know what? Use it for something good. Tell us your story. How did you get cheated on? So you can expose that cheater's tactics. And somebody else that maybe is going through that right now could be like, yo, those are red flags. Hold up. And we can help each other out. Give us a call or shoot us a text. How did you get cheated on? 877-971-HITS. Sandra from Van Nuys. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Thank you for hanging out with us. So how did you get cheated on? And what red flags do you think you missed?
This happened a couple years ago. My husband got separated. I was pregnant, and suddenly he didn't want to touch me no more, right? He was like, oh, no, I could, you know, I could hurt the baby and blah, 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 blah.
So no intimate activity.
Yeah.
By the way, that's the biggest lie. There's no way, I don't care how big you are, that you're going to hurt the baby. Just saying. Yeah. Sandra, go ahead. Continue. So he's like, I don't want to be intimate with you. I don't want to hurt the baby.
Yeah. So then I had my baby shower. But the day before my baby shower, he called me. He's like, oh, I won't be able to go to L.A. because I was going to do the baby shower at my sister's house. Mm-hmm. He's like, I can't go because the car broke down and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I mean, I'll see you here tomorrow. And I'll have everything ready. You could just help me up and set up everything. He's like, yeah, yeah. So then it was my birthday. I had my baby. It was my birthday and it was his birthday. His birthday is on the 29th and mine's on the 31st. So 2 days after. And he's like, oh, get ready. We're going to go out and eat. You know, we're going to take your family. He took me out to eat, you know, and I even took my phone. And then I saw that, you know, I was like, hey, can I borrow your phone? I want to, you know, log into Facebook, you know. And he's like, yeah, sure, why not? So then I was using his phone and then messages from his ex coming in. And then I was like, what is this? And then he's like, you know what? I thought about it. I'm not going to tell anything to Sandra. And I was like, wait, like, tell me what, you know? And I try, you know, to, you know, I message her back, like, trying to be him.
Right, being sneaky. So you're like, oh, what? Like, why would you worry about telling Sandra?
Yeah. So she was like, yeah, that you came over, you know, the day before the baby shower. I know you don't love her no more. Like, just come back with me. So, yeah, he was with her the day before my baby shower.
Damn. Wow. So that's the way you found out he was cheating on you.
Yes. But not only that, the gross part is that she was also pregnant from her dude.
Oh, my God.
So she was pregnant and cheating with your man while you were pregnant and he was cheating. What a bunch of cheating whores.
Mm. And he wasn't hurt about hurting her baby, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I said. She posted up all over social media.
Oh, my gosh. Sandra, what red flag do you think you missed that we can all learn from in exposing this cheater's tactics?
You know what? I think that because they were friends, and I was okay with that. And they would still call each other, and, you know, I was cool with that.
So maybe you should ask some more questions or something. You know, the fact that, like, if a guy is friends with someone, but you don't know much about it.
Mm. It all surprised me. Like, I never expect that from him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did make me feel bad that, you know, he didn't want to touch me when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
That's a big red flag.
That's the red flag,
that's
yeah.
Like that's
right.
A red flag as a human being. Yeah,
yeah, that's definitely a red flag. Sandra, are you doing a lot better nowadays?
Yes, I am. But, good. I mean, he did all of that. I'm still with him.
No! Sandra!
Has he changed his act? Has he wised up? Is he a better man?
He did.
All right, good.
He was so sorry for that, you know.
Okay. People can't change, so... As long as he's changed his ways and you feel confident in that, Sandra, congrats. But just know that if this guy trips again, man, you don't deserve that.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
Sandra, thank you for calling in.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.